You're listening to The Natural World. For KLCC, I'm John Cooney. Journal entry, July 27th, 11 a.m., summit of Mary's Peak, Central Oregon Coast Range. A persistent east wind rolls over the summit, generating visible pulses of undulating waves that crawl up the slope of the tall grass meadow. The rush of air through the blue-green needles of the surrounding noble fir forest fluctuates in intensity from a mild hiss to a menacing roar. The whistling call of a white-crowned sparrow pierces through the blustery rumbling. Hazy wisps of clouds cast a shadow over the Willamette Valley and the Cascades to the east, fashioning a remote, surreal backdrop that somehow reinforces the clarity of the nearby forest and meadow. The sky to the west remains clear. I can see waves pounding against the sandy beach 25 miles away and 4,097 feet below. Mary's Peak is the highest point in Oregon's Coast Range. Over the last 40 million years, this viewpoint has been raised nearly a mile above the seafloor. There are few places where one can so directly experience that change. The Aboriginal stories and name of Mary's Peak are not well documented and have mostly been lost in time. It is known that this spot was considered a sacred place by the Kalapuya and was used for spirit quests. Early European settlers drove cattle, sheep, and goats to this meadow during summers in the mid-19th century. A fenced-in radio communications facility currently sits on the crest of the mountain, reflecting an abrupt cultural change in attitude as well as advances in technology. Most spring wildflowers have gone to seed and are hidden beneath the thick, maturing grass. Late-flowering white oxeye daisies and brilliant red paintbrush remain, attracting a great variety of butterflies and other pollinators. Native bees, fritillaries, blues, and coppers buzz and flutter over the meadow. A rufous hummingbird hovers over a patch of paintbrush, expertly inserting its needle-like bill between upright petals, efficiently drawing nectar from deep inside the flower. This tiny bird will soon leave to spend the winter in central Mexico. Botanically, this mountaintop is a subalpine island refuge surrounded by a sea of warmer, low-elevation habitat. It is a remnant of a retreating ice age. The almost pure noble fir forest at the summit of Mary's Peak is the most extensive stand of this species in the Coast Range. Botanists have recorded more than 200 flowering plant species near the summit. If the climate continues to warm, plants and animals more adapted to lower elevations will displace the alpine species hanging on here, as surely as rising sea levels will inundate low-lying ocean islands. A shadow rushes by, drawing my attention to a northern harrier soaring overhead. The hawk's wings are locked against the wind. Its head turns back and forth, searching the meadow for movement. A nuanced adjustment of its wings and banded tail sends it wheeling swiftly across the windswept meadow. This is KLCC's Natural World. If you have sightings or suggestions of areas you would like to see profiled, you can send me email at John Cooney, that's John with an H, C-O-O-N-E-Y, at msn.com.